I think about when Cheryl and I was over in Atlanta, there was another young man. He was sitting there with in a wheelchair with one foot up on the little arm. And I told him, I said, you know, as we're teaching, I said, son, what do you think might have caused your problem? He said, I have no idea. I said, can you think of any sin you might have committed that would have opened the door for this event to happen to you in your life? He says, no. I asked the lady that was sitting right beside him, I said, who are you? And she said, I'm his aunt. He looked like he was about like this boy. How old are you, son? 17. He was about to see, I think he was 16 or 17, about the same age as this boy. I said, so you can't think of anything that might have happened in your life, because I said, the Lord clearly says in his word, those that are righteous, that walk totally holy and obedient to my word, will never have a broken bone. You know, the scripture says that, you know, we'll never have a broken bone, but there's a requirement. You have to do what God says. Now then, so I asked the young man, I said, so you have no idea any kind of sin that you might have committed that would have opened the door for you to injure your leg. He says, no. I said, well, I want his aunt there. I said, I want you to open your Bible to Philippians 2:14. Philippians 2:14. Let's go from where we are here and let's look at this. In how much stuff? In what? In everything you do. What? In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing. Now, of course, I know no Christian that would ever do that, would we? You know, I'm glad I don't have to point that finger at me, see, because I don't have to answer that. See? But I do have to answer that before God every day. And he holds me more accountable than he does you. How much grumbling and complaining does God tell us to do away with? He tells us to do away with how much of it?
All of it.
So then why in the world do we do it? Of course, as soon as I did that, that young man did just what this one did. Of course, he did, that other young man down in Atlanta, when he saw that scripture, he says, that could be the problem. Do you see where I'm coming from? Why do you think I put these things up on the board for you to look at? Because what do they do to you? They convict you that if you've been doing this, oh my goodness gracious. And I know how we are as human beings. I know it's real easy to grumble and complain. But we never realize that grumbling and complaining could cause an injury to our physical flesh. But it sure can. You know? And I mean, it's real easy. It's real easy to do this. Now let's go back to where we were there in 2 Corinthians. Let's go to verse 5 and 6. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. In other words, when we got saved, we got the Holy Spirit. We just didn't get the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. I got the Spirit moved into my life, and that Spirit is that part of God that teaches me the Word of God. So I get into God's Word and I start reading and studying God's Word. And how many times have you ever told somebody, well, you need to be in church? And they say, well, I don't go to church because I do not understand the Bible. Have you ever been guilty of that yourself? Most people have. Yes, I have been guilty of that because they say, well, I can't understand the Bible. I say, well, that's why you need to be in a good Bible study somewhere with somebody that has that revelation from the Holy Spirit, so they can reveal it to you, so that the Holy Spirit that lives in you as a Christian can listen to what this man's saying and say, he's right on or he's lying to me. You know that? And you know, all preachers don't tell you the truth all the time. I intentionally tell you a lie from the scripture once in a while, but all of you will always be there to catch it. You know, I will say, you know, in some things the Lord says, don't grumble and complain. That ain't what he said, was it? But you know, that's what you'd like for him to say, right? So that's why I tell you those little lies to find out, are you looking at the board? Because if you're looking up and I say, in some things we're not supposed to grumble and complain, and somebody will jump and say, hey, that's not what it says. Well, I'm checking you out to see if you're paying attention to the word. Because I know what the human element wants to do. The human element wants to say, it's okay to grumble and complain most of the day, but every once in a while I shouldn't do that. But that ain't what he said, was it, Tom? In everything, you're not to grumble and complain. Now then, here's the thing about God. If the first time you grumble and complain, God won't break your leg. The second time you grumble and complain, he won't break your leg. or your arm or anything else. But maybe the 5,000th time, he may do it. Y'all see where I'm coming from? Aren't y'all glad God don't do these things to us the first time? Because if he did it the first time, how many of us would be sitting up here on the front row? We'd all be gone, wouldn't we? Including me. I know exactly what you mean. God spoke to me audibly one day. I was grumbling about working on my airplane. I was pulling the carburetor off of it to clean it, and it was so small, I was grumbling and complaining about this. And, of course, about that time, Dave walked in just as I turned the carburetor over, and he was standing right beside me, and I hit the accelerator rod and shot a stream of 100-octane gas right in the center of my right eye. I mean, it set me on fire. And Dave, "Pastor, I'll run and get you some water to wash your eye out." And I said, "Lord, I got to have some help." And the Lord says, "Son, I am fed up with your grumbling and complaining. You should have been praising me that I gave you that airplane. You should have been praising me that I gave you the knowledge to fly that airplane. You should have been praising me that I gave you the money to pay for the gas for that airplane. And all I've heard you do this afternoon is grumble and complain. I am tired of it." Woo, that'll get your attention, David. That got my attention. And, of course, all day after I put the water and rinsed it out and did everything, every time I'd look up, the numbers everywhere I looked was all fuzzy with my right eye. Oh, Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. I promise I'll never grumble and complain again. Any of y'all ever done that? And did you grumble and complain again later? Yes, unfortunately, I fell messed up a few times, but so far he's been awful good to me. But he gets our attention to let us know he means what he says in his word. When he said, "Do all things without grumbling and complaining," but in this body, we're going to have these kind of problems. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Are we at home in the body right now, all of us in this room? Yes, we are. And do you enjoy being at home in the body? Yeah, I do. I like living. Don't you? Yeah, I love it. I said, "Thank you, Lord, for letting me live in this piece of flesh that you give me, this temple. It's such a good temple, Lord, and it does such wonderful things for me. I mean, I can tell it to go walk somewhere, and it'll go walk somewhere. I can tell it to pick up something, and it pick up something. You know, if I want to run over and grab my wife and hug her, I can do that. You know, your body is a wonderful thing, isn't it? He give it to you. He plans for you to take good care of it. Verse 7 and 8. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, that's been in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, forever. But almost nobody believes that. We go by what we see. We don't go by faith. Faith is believing the promises of God. Is that right? If God said, just like Jacqueline, last Sunday, I believe we used Matthew 18:19. I mean, here we got her to repent of her sin. And then Matthew 18:19, Jesus said, "Again, I tell you that if how many of you? Just two or three of you on earth agree about what? Anything you ask me for, maybe it'll be done for you." Oh, that's not what he said. "It will be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." So once we got her sin taken care of and she forgave and was going to walk in love with this person again, now we've closed the sin door, we can pray the prayer of faith for her and knowing that God promised to heal her. Whatever we agree upon, it's done. Is that what he said? And praise God, he showed up one more time, didn't he? And it made you happy, didn't it, girl? Oh, see, we're always happy whenever we get our promise from God. Are we not? Of course, you know, in this flesh we live in, do we like for this flesh to be well? Do we like for it to be strong? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we like to be able to jump out of bed in the morning and everything work like it's supposed to. I don't want to be like the guy that says, "Well, you know, I tucked my teeth out and put them on the shelf before I went to bed, you know. I mean, I like for mine to be glued in." Praise the Lord. You know, I like for everything to work, don't you? Everything. And I mean, I like to be able to open and close my hand. But you know, I mean, when I prayed for that boy one time, that for 8 years his hand had been crippled like that. And when I prayed for him and the Lord instantly healed that crippled hand, I went to see that boy the next day. And when I knocked on his door and he said, come in, the door's open. I walked in, this little man was sitting up in the middle of the bed, little William. He was sitting up in the middle of the bed doing this, saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thought, when's the last time I did that? When's the last time you did that? Thank you, Lord. You know, what do we do? Do we take that for granted? Oh, yeah. Well, I get up and say, thank you, Lord. I've been able to do that for 72 years, so what's the big deal? Hey, he could take that away any time, couldn't he? Guarantee he could. So don't forget to praise him and thank him for everything. I mean, just like when we prayed for her, we prayed and asked the Lord to heal her. And I rebuked those things, commanded him to leave, and then we thanked the Lord right there that they were gone. Because, see, I saw those things gone when I prayed for her. I appreciate that compliment that Joseph gave me a while ago. He said, if you come over here and Thurman prays for you and you agree with him, you're going to get healed. I like that. Thank you, Joseph. But I want to be the man of faith, don't you? I don't want to be like I was the first 40 years of my life, that either I didn't pray or if I did, I didn't get an answer. You know, I mean, the first 40 years, I'm like those elders or deacons or whatever, and that pastor over there, your church where you go normally, because I didn't know what faith was. You know, I mean, I praise and now God, if it be your will, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't know that I had been given authority and power on earth by the King, that I could do great and wonderful things. You know, and people don't understand that to get things from God, you got to walk clean and pure and holy before God. I don't think people know what it means to be holy. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So some boy and some girl, you know, they're going together and they can't keep their hands off each other and they're playing with each other and sometimes they even get in bed together. And they think they're going to get something from God? I got news for you. Not until you repent. In fact, I remember a young lady that used to work for me. She had been married and her husband divorced her. And she came to work for me a few years later.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Long Life is Available Through Obedience, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. Again, www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.